Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, yes, the doctor is in the house. How y'all doing out there? Yeehaw, woohoo. I'm having a pretty good day. Pretty good day, good estrogen day. Right, my skin is looking good. My waistline went down a whole millimeter. I'm in a good mood. Unfortunately, we got Ricky over here who's not in too good a mood. Ricky writes, my boss fired me for having shingles. Last week, I showed him I had a rash. It was gross. I get it. But the next day, they let me go. Why? I thought shingles wasn't contagious. Okay, I find it very hard to believe that somebody would fire you for having shingles. But if you really got fired the next day after showing him a rash, I think you should call and find out what the reason was. I mean, in some states, it's a right to work state, and I believe employers in many of these states do not have to give a specific reason as to why they let you go. I think that's absolutely awful for you to be let go for being sick. I think that's horrible, and I really hope that wasn't the case. Part of me is hoping you just really, really stink at your job, and that's why they let you go. If you think they let you go for that reason, you need to get some answers. But shingles should not be contagious. The only way shingles is contagious is if somebody never had the chicken pox. We've talked about this, right? Shingles is a virus that comes out, and boy, is it nasty. Ooh, it is nasty, and it's ugly. Ugly, and it hurts, and it's a bad one, which is why you guys got to look at getting the shingles vaccine. But you basically have chicken pox as a kid, which is ugly too, and I was an ugly kid. So I was an ugly kid with ugly chicken pox. Chicken pox virus, the varicella virus comes, right? Makes you feel kind of crappy, you feel kind of sick, feverish, runny nose, just myalgias, achy. Then you start getting this rash on your chest, it goes up your face, etc. If you pick at them, they scar. You get these spots all over, and they're called the chicken pox. Well, when the virus subsides, it doesn't die off completely. And many of us, it decides to camp out and quiesce in a nerve. All right? And so it just decides to kind of sit there and lay dormant. And sometimes we never see it again. And then sometimes when we're older, it decides to come out. And when it comes out, it's the same virus. Right? Virus family, same type that affected you 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Okay? That decides to come out and along that dermatome, along that grouping of nerves, decides to come out and you know about it because it hurts, kind of tingles, you feel weird for a few days, and then all of a sudden, zoop, you get all these spots and they hurt like the dickens. I mean, they hurt and they're blistery. They're vesicular, we call them. They could be weeping. And then later, they dry up, they crust, and they look kind of ugly. And hopefully you don't scar too badly from it. I see people not scar as badly from shingles. Right? Maybe it's because they know not to pick at it now, and a lot of times you try to catch it early. We'll treat you with some antivirals. We'll give you maybe these little lidoderm patches that kind of provide a nice little barrier between you and the clothes and kind of numbs the skin a little bit. You can't wear them all day long. You can only wear about 12 hours on, 12 hours off. And then for a lot of you guys, you request something for pain. Now we give you something for pain because, we're merciful. And so if, your wife or coworker, et cetera, had chicken pox, you're not going to infect them with it. Okay? True, you don't want anybody taking a look and licking them or anything like that. Still, just to be on the safe side, that's just plain out gross. But if you have shingles, you shouldn't infect anybody. Unless you have somebody that goes, I've never had the chickenpox, or my baby is too young to have gotten vaccinated for the chicken pox. So it's an infant. So then keep your drippy shingles blisters away from those people. All right? Shingles, again, you don't give somebody else shingles. You can't give somebody else shingles. You could give a person with shingles could give somebody chicken pox. You get that? A chicken pox person could give somebody else a chicken pox as a kid, as an adult. Okay? Chicken pox can turn into shingles as an adult. When you have your own chicken pox come out as shingles, you will never give shingles to somebody else immediately. You could give, though, that same chicken pox virus that is coming out of shingles. Okay, so you get that? Chicken pox to chicken pox, yeah, you could do. Shingles to shingles, no, you can't do. Shingles to chicken pox, yeah, and the chicken pox to shingles, no. You get all that? Excellent. Somebody's got the chicken pox, they will not give grandma shingles. Now, grandma could get stressed taking care of baby with chicken pox. Got that, right? That little baby with chicken pox, wah! You got grandma, ugh. So baby starts to now ooze on grandma. Grandma's like, oh, this sucks. I'm stressed. Then grandma's stressed, right? Because what do we parents do, right? We call grandma because we got to go to work. We got stuff to do, right? So we get grandma to come over and help with the kid. So now grandma's like, oh, my gosh, you're so stressed. I got a chicken pox kid that's crying and driving me crazy. And then they get stressed, and then their shingles could come on out. And then they go, you see, you and your kid, you know, I told you to never marry that woman. And, you know, then you're like, what? Wait. You know, I have the worst mother-in-law. And then she's like, I have the worst daughter-in-law. And then you guys are like, you suck. And then, you know, so anyway, that's how it goes. Get the shingles vaccine. Okay? The shingles vaccine is indicated over age 60. We've been also giving it to people 50 and older who qualify with medical issues. Call your local health department to see what they allow. And if you have, you know, an ugly vesicular rash, et cetera, and, you know, your boss should be a little bit more medically aware, okay? And, you know, let's say you do have a contagious illness. Let's say you have the flu or you have staph. Or you have, you know, medical discrimination should not exist. It does. You know, I've heard about that where, I told, you know, so-and-so I had staph and, you know, because staph is contagious and I can understand how people could completely freak out. But then what the employer is supposed to do is request a note from your doctor saying you're clear to go back to work that you're not contagious. See? Pretty simple. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we've got an iPhone app and we've got an Android app. Really, really easy to download. So if your local radio station is not playing our show, when you want to hear the show, it doesn't matter. That's what your smartphones do. The smartphones are pretty smart. The smartphones know what people want to listen to, right? Which is why the show ends up being on a smartphone. You see? Piece of cake. Okay? You guys might think, the show's kind of dumb. No, you're wrong. If it's on a smartphone, it's not going to be pretty smart. Right? Okay? I think Candy Crush, very smart game. Alright? I think I'm dumb to play it. Still, smart game. Alright? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Our hearts and prayers are with the family of the two officers in Ferguson who were ambushed last night. Luckily, both survived, unfortunately being, pretty seriously injured. When we heard the news today, it was like, oh my gosh, it's very, very frightening because, you know, the police need to do what they are sworn to do, to serve and protect their community. But when people in their community gun them down, you look at this as, okay, you know, how are our police officers safe? How are our citizens safe? And, you know, how are police officers supposed to protect their citizens if they're being shot? They say two police officers, according to CNN, standing outside on guard at Ferguson, Missouri, were shot Thursday in what St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar called an ambush. So now there's a manhunt for the person or persons who directed the gunfire at the line of the officers. Belmar said, "We could have buried two police officers. I feel very confident that whoever did this came there for whatever nefarious reason that it was. Thank God they both survived." They said the shots rang out shortly after midnight at the end of a protest against Ferguson Police Department, the Ferguson Police Department, as well as their chief who stepped down. We don't exactly know, again, who and why per se, but we know that is one of their top priorities now. And, it's a shame because, you know, there are, you know, real good citizens in Ferguson here that need protection. And I'm not sure where they go from here. But luckily, we don't have two dead officers like, unfortunately, we had in New York City. And, you know, for any of you that do serve, you know, your city, communities, country, God bless you in all aspects of whatever you're doing and serving. We love you out there, and we're sorry that you guys have to put your lives on the line every single day and night as you've been doing. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. We're going to be talking to you about Palcohol, which is powdered alcohol. And we're going to be talking about an Alzheimer's treatment where you can ultrasound away the plaques. This is some pretty cool stuff coming out of the University of Queensland. We're also going to talk about a couple Secret Service agents that I guess got pretty tipped and I guess crashed their car into a White House barrier. Smoking marijuana for 3 years in your teens can destroy your long-term memory. That's a study that came out. And a study has come out saying homeopathic remedies are no more effective than sugar pills. So I happen to like sugar pills. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Janine writes, "Doctor, you never discuss the boss being contagious. This is kind of gross, guys. I have a supervisor," she says, "who has a wound on his neck that appears to fester and ooze on a monthly basis. I personally think it's cancer. And on most days, it's bandaged, but sometimes it recurs when he's not prepared and his shirt collar soils. He likes to touch his neck a lot and then lean over our workstations and type on our computers while we're sitting there. I spray down the workstation," she writes, "but I'm about to puke." Oh, poor thing. Oh, my gosh. Okay, if you have a boss that's festering and oozing, I don't give a damn about the job. You got to just say, stop. You don't know what that is. You know, pull them aside and go, look, I hate to bring this up, but, you know, you're dripping. And, I'm worried about you. You know, I want to make sure it's not cancer. I mean, I'm not here to pry into your medical business, you know, but I'm worried because you touch your neck a lot and you touch my workstation. And I don't want to infect other people, you know, by me getting exposed to what you have. So, you know, can you be a little bit more conscious? I mean, yeah, you may lose your job if he's a jerk, but do you really want to, you know, work there where somebody is putting his pussy hands on your workstation? That's kind of disgusting. I mean, you know, you got to put yourself first. That's a shame. Hopefully it doesn't go that route. You know, I'm sure you could, contact the local health department or OSHA for also advice on how to deal with workplace hazards such as that. But it's, direct communication to, I would say, would be the best. And good for you for suspecting cancer for something that continually comes back as an infection. I am pretty proud of you. I wonder if you listen to my show, because that's some pretty good sleuthing there. You know, many of you have no idea that you're dealing with a skin cancer because you keep having a sore that, you know, kind of oozes at times, and then it scabs over, and then it goes down a little bit in size. So you're like, all right, well, it's getting better, and then it, you know, rips open because you scratch in the middle of the night, then it bleeds, oozes, and then it starts to dry up again, etc. I apologize if any of you guys are eating while I'm talking about this. Tough. All right, it's a medical show. What do you expect? Then you come to me, you know, as a doctor, and you go, you know, by the way, can you check this out? It always seems to kind of, you know, fester, but then it scabs and goes away. I go, does it go away completely? No, there's always something there. And then you kind of peel open the hair, or you kind of take a look, and you see, you know, something that could be melanoma-ish or another type of skin cancer or another type of issue. So anything that continues to fester, even though you don't look at bacteria or you know, pus as something that would be associated with cancer, something cancerous could get infected like anything else. Remember, it's not healthy skin. So, you know, bacteria, when bacteria float around your body, you got bacteria floating around your body all the time. And there's good bacteria and there's bad bacteria. Good bacteria help you. They protect, you know, certain parts of your body. They protect your bowel. They protect your mouth, vagina, you know, all that stuff. That's, you know, bacteria does certain things and has certain jobs to do. But then you got some bad bacteria, and they just want to set up shop. And they're going to set up shop in an environment that they think is a pretty good environment to set up shop in. So non-healthy skin, where your defense system is down, is going to probably be pretty good for them because they don't need the skin, per se. A lot of bacteria, they just need to be. And all they want to do is be. So it's a very, very common place, just like diabetics. You know, diabetics will tell me, I don't understand that. You know, why would bacteria come to me if my skin is sick or my skin, you know, is sugary? Bacteria is smart. Bacteria love sugar. They love it. You think you love it? I love it. But of course bacteria love it. So you're sweet because you're diabetic, and trust me, diabetics are sweeter. They are. No. Sometimes you smell ketotic. You could kind of, it's kind of a fruity odor, all right? And it may not be as pleasurable as you think, but, you know, a diabetic that's more sugary, these bacteria can pick up on that, and they love it. Same thing with yeast. Yeast love sugar. Love it. That's why yeast loves diabetics. Somebody that keeps getting thrush, you know, yeast in the mouth, or vaginal yeast infections. Not only, yeah, do we like to check for HIV, but we also like to check for diabetes. So, you got to talk to your boss right away. You could say, look, it looks like you have an open wound. You know, I got kids at home. I got, you know, I don't want to spread that. I like working here. I do. But it's just, I think you're getting it onto my workstation, and I really don't want to get sick. Okay? It's gross. And I want to puke. Okay? And I think, I mean, they should get the point. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Great question.
Speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Gosh, I got to tell you, man, I think I lost a half a pound. And just losing that half a pound, I just feel so skinny. I just feel so sexy. You know, it's like I lost half a pound. I'm like, eh, eh. So happy. I was on TV yesterday, and I always freak out whenever I'm on TV because I always think I really look fat. And, I mean, I look fat, I think, but I didn't look as fat as I thought I would. And, you know, I'm looking, I'm like, okay, not too bad. So something's working. I've been working out an hour every day. Even though I've always worked out, I changed my workout style. You know, you just have to keep on changing it up. And, 1.5 pound in 6 months. I'm just so proud. I know, fitness guru. I was on more Las Vegas talking about puberty. They want to know how to ease kids' transition to puberty. What are some of the things that, I guess kids are concerned about? And, the typical things like acne. You know, I love how salicylic acid and glycolic acid washes and peels are out, and dermabrasion. I mean, you know, if that was around, you know, when I was younger, you know, I wouldn't have scars. A lot of us wouldn't have scars. I know all there was when I was growing up were like two rocks. Maybe we could put together or something like that. But bras, you know, nobody ever told us what to do with bras. You know, it was just, okay, I got to go get a bra. You know, and if I ask my mom, you know, what do I do with a bra? She's like, you know, by no means don't stuff it. And so I really couldn't go to her for advice, because if I had some issues with the bra, she'd see that I was stuffing the bra. So I never understood, you know, what the bra straps meant. And how to align, you know, you would just put it on. And I didn't know nothing about that. You know, all I knew about the period was my dad didn't want any of us sitting on the couch. And we weren't going to be able to wear our white jeans that we got from Miller's Outpost, that day. So, boys, if you boys could have done it differently with puberty, what would you have done differently? And my guess is the boys would have, you know, realized, wait a second, you know, this metabolism is not going to last. You know, a lot of men are like, wait a second, once I got to my late 20s and 30s, I started getting the gut, what's going on here? You know, I used to always eat like this. So I think good eating habits would have probably been good. And, you know, one thing, I don't know how I would have done this, because usually I don't really regret anything I've done, because most of everything I do is pretty well calculated. I'm not very spontaneous. But when it comes to, except my speech is spontaneous, but, you know, when it comes to exercise, I think I might have done myself in exercising to the degree that I did in high school. Because once I stopped that degree of athleticism, it was all, you know, glasses half empty to my body. And so the metabolism slowed a lot, and I gained more weight than any of my friends who weren't active in sports or athletic. I mean, I used to run every day. And then all of a sudden I hurt my knee, right? You know, halfway through medical school, and I couldn't keep up the running like I wanted to, and the weight just started to come on. And if I never ran, maybe I would have still kind of kept a similar shape as my friends who never exercised. Same thing with guys. I've talked about this a lot on the show. You know, guys, they're in football or, you know, soccer or baseball, basketball, etc., and their workouts. You know, my son, he plays lacrosse. He has workouts every day. Every day he has workouts. Well, what happens when he stops the everyday workouts? And I'm not talking, you know, the little workouts on a treadmill where he's just kind of walking at an incline. If he doesn't do the same type of workouts when he's 30, he's gonna gain all that weight. And so, you know, I also wish I would have saved some of my knee cartilage. I didn't realize, you know, my mom always said, look, you know, you're gonna hurt yourself and you're gonna get arthritis. I'm like, what, Mom? That's for old people. Well, by the time I was 30, you know, my knees were shot. And I wish we, you know, kind of learned about that. That, I think, would have helped a lot of us. But, you know, I wish I dated more, because I didn't realize how good I looked back then. And I always thought, you know, when I'm older. And now I look like this. And, you know. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Fake IRS agents are now on the hunt for vulnerable people. They say fake IRS agents have targeted more than 366,000 people with harassing phone calls demanding payments and threatening jail as a huge nationwide tax scam is costing taxpayers now at about $15.5 million. More than 3,000 people have already fallen for this, since 2013, according to Timothy Camus, Camus Treasury Department Inspector General for Tax Administration. Every state has been affected. One unidentified victim lost more than $500,000. Where I'm kind of confused by this is if somebody had $500,000 to lose, wouldn't they have an accountant? So if somebody calls, just go, you know what, just call my accountant. I don't know. He said he received a call from one of the scammers at his home on a Saturday. He said he had a stern message for the caller. Your day will come. Really? So one of these idiots actually called the Treasury Deputy Inspector General? Man, so far two people in Florida have been arrested. They were accused of being part of a scam that involved people in call centers in India contacting U.S. taxpayers and pretending to be IRS agents. Huh. Wonder how that works. They say these criminal acts are perpetrated by thieves hiding behind telephone lines and computers, preying on honest taxpayers and robbing the Treasury of tens of billions of dollars every year. Taxpayers must be aware of the risks. This is according to Senator Orrin Hatch, and better protected from attack by these criminals. Can we please simplify the tax code? You know, if we could simplify the tax code, then somebody's saying you need to do this, you need to pay this, you need to do this. No. I want to know how it's going to work online, where later everything is going to be online, you're going to be possibly paying your taxes online, etc. I want to know how that's going to work because these onlines can be fake. I don't know about you guys, but I am getting sick and tired of these email alerts I'm getting where they're trying to look like Outlook, Microsoft, Hotmail, and I think they're fake. I don't know. So one gentleman sent me something, and his name was on the email, and saying, you need to update your information. So I looked the guy up on Facebook, and I wrote him on Facebook going, you sent me this email. Why? And, of course, he never wrote me back. I don't know why he would give his real name. But if he was real, you would think that you would have somebody from Microsoft contact me or Outlook or whatever. But I'm sick of it because, every now and then I have trouble with my email. So I have no idea if these things are really true or not. And I'm just tired of it. Just tired, sick, and tired. As part of the scam, fake IRS agents call taxpayers that claim they owe taxes and demand payment using a prepaid debit card or wire transfer. Taxes aren't even due till April 15th. Those who refuse are threatened with arrest, deportation, or loss of a business or driver's license. Now, many of these callers know the last four digits of your Social Security number, right? Because a lot of online sites, they don't make you put in your whole Social Security, but they make you put in your last four. So obviously they could get that. So I don't know what to tell you. Birthdays, a lot of our birthdays, I put a fake birthday on Facebook because I didn't want people having my regular birthday until Wikipedia posted my birthday. And then I was like, well, I guess now everybody knows my age and everybody knows my real birthday. That kind of blew. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
July with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
All right, guys, we are live back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, the Secret Service is back in the news. Apparently, two U.S. Secret Service agents are under investigation over allegations that they were under the influence of alcohol while driving a government vehicle near the White House and then crashed it into a barrier. Okay? I mean, come on. The incident was first reported by the Washington Post and is now being investigated by the Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General. This is where our tax dollars are going to, people. Two senior members of the president's detail had left a late night party. We're talking about two senior members of their detail left a late night party for a retiring agent when they allegedly hit the barricade near the White House. The White House said today that President Obama is aware of the allegations and supports Secret Service Director Joe Clancy's decision to turn the investigation over to the DHS Inspector General for a thorough review. We are aware of the alleged incident, an Obama administration official told ABC News. At the request of the Secret Service Director Joe Clancy, the Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Inspector General is conducting an investigation into the allegations. We're not going to comment further while the investigation is going. Of course, this is embarrassing. Both agents have been reassigned to non-operational assignments pending the outcome of the investigation. All right, so I guess non-operational, meaning maybe not out in the field or non, I don't know, desk job. Is that the way of saying desk job? But I'm sorry, desk jobs are important. To me, desk jobs operate, you know, the country. So, who knows? I don't know. The Secret Service has been under fire, obviously, in recent years over multiple incidents, including the White House incursion by a fence jumper who made it all the way into East Room, duh, as well as eight agents being dismissed after reports that they were allegedly soliciting prostitutes during an official trip to Colombia. All right. So, you know, I don't know what to say here. You know, we're all human, okay? You know, everybody likes to party. I get that. But, you know, you would think that they would still be law-abiding, you know? So, that's where I think a lot of, you know, we know that. I mean, think about it. You know, if you had to put your life on the line for, you know, a president, which you may or may not like, but he's the president, mind you, you know, and you're putting your life on the line, and any day could be your last. Yeah, you know, when it's your day off, you're going to want to really enjoy your day off. I get that. I'm not faulting them for that. But driving under the influence is illegal. So you would think that somebody who's Secret Service would just be kind of law-abiding and wouldn't be stupid, right? You know, and wouldn't put other people at harm. You know, because Secret Service, right, they're supposed to, you know, protect the president, and they also protect, they also serve and protect us. So, you know, just kind of like, you know, you're like really little hypocritical, little bozo-ish. But I think we all kind of wonder about the government at times and, you know, different parts to it. Homeopathic remedies are being found, quote, unquote, worthless, which I disagree with, and I'll tell you why. But apparently they are now setting homeopathic remedies more and more, which can I say is about time, okay? It's about time. We've had homeopathy for centuries now, and it would be really, really nice to see what value it has. Unfortunately, experts in Australia are warning that homeopathy may actually put people at risk if they choose to delay or reject traditional medicines. Now, we know that at least 200 million people have been using homeopathic treatments regularly, and the homeopathic physicians that I have worked with in the past will not allow patients to withhold treatment to go for homeopathy. So we need to be really, really careful with some of these headlines that the media is putting out there because, you know, for example, we had a patient that was referred to us who had refused to get treatment for breast cancer, traditional treatment for breast cancer. And the homeopath was like, look, you got this lump in your breast. You got, you know, look, there's only so much we could do. And she refused. She signed all the consents, et cetera. And luckily, he finally talked her into it. to finally go and see, you know, a regular doctor. And I mean, I believe him. He wholeheartedly wanted her to go to traditional medicine. Unfortunately, she passed. By the time we got her, it had already been stage four. The oncologist, they tried to do the chemo and mastectomy and all that, and unfortunately, by the time it got to us, it was pretty end stage, and it was a real, real shame. But you know, the homeopathic doctors usually will say, look, you know, this is something, you know, especially these certified homeopathic doctors, there's certification that you can get in America for that. They don't sit here and go, no, you're going to come and be treated with me. Where there's sometimes an issue is where I will see patients who will be taking, let's say, multiple remedies and therapies, etc., and I start seeing their liver start to look funny or their kidneys look funny, which, by the way, shouldn't. Because technically, by definition, these homeopathic remedies are diluted down. They're diluted down, kind of like how we would do allergy shots, serums. So they're diluted down to the millionth of a part per million or whatever, millionth part, and it's supposed to incite your own body's immune system or your own body system to fight whatever it needs to fight. For, you know, and I've told you guys about my homeopathic experience, which worked. But sometimes there's these supplements that come along with it. And so I'll be like, you know what, can we just hold off on the supplements for now? I don't think the homeopaths are hurting you, but I think some of these extra supplements you're taking, I'm starting to notice protein in the urine, I'm starting to notice your creatinine rise, etc. And that's when I go, look, can we maybe hold off and see if your kidneys go back to normal? You know, it's rare. Now, the homeopathic remedies that are out there there's tons of them. Like, for example, I was having morning sickness, and my homeopathic, he was a homeopathic and an MD, goes, go get some Epicac, go get some homeopathic Epicac at Trader Joe's. And I go, but Epicac makes you throw up. Why would I do that? He's like, well, it's homeopathic. There'll be micro levels in there, and it should stop your morning sickness. And I had really bad morning sickness. So we got it. I took it. Gone. I mean, a placebo couldn't work like that. And so how I look at this, and again, I'm glad they're doing trials. Apparently the Australian National Health and Medical Research Council, they looked at evidence for treating health conditions. They looked at 225 different studies dating back to 1997. And we know that a lot of the studies out there don't have a lot of evidence. We know that. All right? And, but the people that say they benefit from it, I mean, what do you do with those stories? Okay? You know, some people use it for their depression. Some people use it for their, I mean, if you have somebody who says their homeopathic remedy is helping them with their depression, and they don't want to take an SSRI, they're doing good, and they've been doing it for years, no signs of homicidal ideation, suicidal ideation, hurting themselves, etc. Fine. If you say that works and that's what you're doing, fine by me. You know, as long as I screen them thoroughly and make sure they're not a risk to themselves or others. You know, some people claim that it's helped them with their ulcers, cough considerably. I have people swear by the homeopathic remedies for their cough, which is great. Irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, etc. Where I step in is if I think somebody is worsening or if somebody is delaying treatment, if that's the case, I say, look, okay, while you're doing that, could you please check in with the specialist on X, Y, and Z, cancer, whatever. All right, but, you know, for people that are using them for their regular maintenance and they're loving it, you know, I think there's something more to medicine, whether it's homeopathic, complementary, alternative, regular, traditional, allopathic, osteopathic, where we're finding some people benefit, and we just can't quantify why. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to Guns80.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. Guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.